what we haven't talked about, one of the things we haven't talked about, we've talked about print culture, we've talked about correspondence, we've talked about newspapers and, you know, printed ephemera and newspapers. We've talked about family correspondences, all of these kinds of primary sources. Probably one of the most accessible sets of source material is visual. And so looking at, say, for instance, like things like the British Museum's print collection, to look at the kinds of stereotyping and look at the kind of ways that political women are represented. So for instance, if school kids are working on suffrage in the 19th and early 20th century and the move to suffrage there, you could easily jump back with suffrage prints to the 18th century to look at the prints of political women, which are going to show you something very similar of depictions of women as being slatternly, their houses being a mess, the husband rocking the baby and trying to feed it while the cat's busy drinking spilt milk. And you can find the equivalent kind of thing in the early, late 19th, early 20th century. That kind of thing, I think, is something that's an accessible set of sources. The other thing that we haven't talked about, which is very interesting, although not necessarily always as specific to particularly to women, but to electoral culture as a whole, though there are definitely women's involvement in this kind of thing, is looking at material culture. And so, you know, looking at the kinds of range of objects that were used and created and sold and made and used to express political allegiance. So, for instance, you know, it could be anything from fans of topical prints that women could use, through sashes and cockades, through Wedgwood teapots with No Stamp Act, protesting what's going on in America, the range of material objects around the abolition of slavery. There's any number of material objects which provide us with a way into a political world. And I think the key thing really is to think of this political world holistically as being about music, about sound, about drink, about food, about clothing, about letters and print culture meetings at assemblies and balls and over people's dinner tables and in their drawing rooms. You know, politics operated at every one of those levels, and really the only place in the 18th century where women were excluded from actually having a real say was on the floor in Westminster. You know, you could find women in almost everything, every other aspect.